It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. It's Monday morning, and joining us now, as she does on most Mondays, is our planning editor, Kate Hines. Kate, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
So what do we have coming up from the WNYC newsroom this week?
Well, some education news. As you just heard, the city's plan to diversify the public school system is set to be released tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Our reporter, Jessica Gould, will be keeping a close eye on that and providing analysis.
As she always does.
And we'll be watching to see if the city council takes action against member Ruben Diaz Sr., whom has made homophobic comments about the council. Speaker Corey Johnson says the council is reviewing all potential disciplinary actions and that, quote, nothing is off the table. It's making me want to take a look at Diaz's long career, his district, his base, and the Bronx Democrats. So more to come on that.
All right. Now, that's New York City. What about New York State?
You may remember last year, Richard, that Governor Andrew Cuomo and four male legislative leaders agreed to reforms of the state's existing sexual harassment policies. And they took a lot of heat, not only because they excluded female leadership from that process, but because the reforms were less than comprehensive. When Andrea Stewart-Cousins became state Senate Majority Leader last month, one of the first things she announced was that she was going to hold a public hearing on the issue. That's happening this week, and victims of sexual harassment in the state legislature will come forward and tell their stories.
And we know that reporter Karen DeWitt will be watching this.
Yes, she will. And later in the week, WNYC's cultural critic Rebecca Carroll will bring us a conversation about a new exhibit devoted to James Baldwin that underscores how critical his writing remains today. And we'll also be talking about a dramatic performance of an actual deportation proceeding. It involves a Filipino immigrant married to a U.S. citizen who was put on a path to deportation after she was inadvertently registered to vote at a motor vehicle office. The play is called The Courtroom, and it's coming to our green space next week as part of Arun Venugopal's Micropolis Live series.
And Kate, I know that you're always looking for kind of counter-programming fun things that we could do, something that's not straightforward news. I don't know, birds, you're a birder, something coming up like that.
Dogs. You know me well.
Yes.
It's Westminster Kennel Club
Dog Show Week.
So it's a great excuse to look at some adorable dogs, and Gothamist will be there. Check it out later in the week for photos and videos.
We certainly will. WNYC's Kate Hines. Thanks so much.
Thank you.